Hello, everybody. Welcome to Voodoo Priest Man Radio Station Podcast. I am so excited to actually talk about what I'm going to talk about tonight and what you guys are going to listen to. And it's just, I'm so happy because this is a topic that I've been wanting to talk to for a while now. And it's about how to get rid of feelings that brings us down when it comes to attachments, when it comes to, attachments, when it comes to addictions. Like, why is it that we are in the way we are in life right now? Because to be honest with, you know, everybody here that is listening to this right now, majority of the reasons why people seek spiritual help is because they want inner peace, they want love, they want fame, they want a good life, they want a good health. But if you break it down, they all the same things. Is nothing different that anybody might just be looking for. So majority of people are actually looking for the same things that everybody else is looking, but in a different degree, or it's just in a different form. But it's all the same thing. Once again, when it comes to love, when it comes to peace, when it comes to health, when it comes to all those things that we seek spiritual help with. So if I'm able, or anybody is able, to actually get into your genetics and get into your DNA and is able to dig deep into your soul, somebody's going to be able to actually pull out the cards that are holding you back from whatever it is that you're doing or you're not doing. So what I want to say is, I want to say this: when it comes to addictions, we can get rid of addictions if we put our minds into. I was talking in one of my lives on Instagram, and it was about that. It was about, how do you do that? How are you able to get that done? And it's just, it's a matter of not only practice, but it's a matter of, I would say, sacrifice. It's a matter of sacrifice. It's a matter of doing things that we're not used to doing, changing certain patterns, changing certain habits that we are actually creating. And that's really what's going to make us actually change from whatever it is that we want, that whatever it is that we don't want. Sorry. What I want to say is this. Look, I want to take a look at, when it comes to drugs, when it comes to cigarettes, when it comes to any type of drugs or cigarettes or even liquor, people who are alcoholics out there, and they're not able to tell you, they, you know, in their mind, they're not. And you can see it because you live with them. You see them around and you know that this is a habit because they cannot live without it. Like, they need to have a beer. They need to have crack. They need to have cocaine. And it's just something that they used to, or we used to, in any type of way. So the way that we detach ourselves from that habit is by going through a withdrawal, is by going to withdraw. And what does that mean? So let's say that, I don't know if you've been in a situation where you want something so bad and you want it so bad and want it so bad, and then you get tired of waiting for it, and then you just, I don't know where, you'd be like, you know what, I don't even want it anymore. Or you've been so hungry and you're waiting to get home so you can cook and you can eat a good meal. And when you get, when after you finish cooking, you're like, I don't even want to eat anymore. Because it's like your body, your mind, specifically your mind, has been already programmed and recorded in the process of whatever present you live in, that is taking a look in something more in the future. And by time passing by, that withdrawals gets better and better until you're able to deal with it. So let me give you an example. Once again, like, I want to talk about drugs. Like, you might be in a situation where you want to stop. You want to stop. You want to stop using drugs. You want to stop smoking cigarettes. And when you're doing that, and you decide that you're going to quit, but 99.9% of the times, a lot of people who quit, they end up coming back. They end up coming back to this particular feeling about smoking or doing drugs again. But the next day is like they start itching and you're just like, oh, no, I got to have a cigarette. Oh, I got to drink. I have to have a drink. But then the next day, and you just get to the point and you're just getting sicker and sicker. And you just get to the point that the more time passes, the more your body and your mind adjusts it to you, so that way you don't need it anymore. So if you want to stop drinking, you want to start smoking cigarettes, I know it's not something that is that simple, but it's all in your mind. You have to program your mind day by day. Understand that the only way that you are going to be able to get out of your situation is by withdrawing. You have to go through that withdrawal. in order for you to be able to turn that negativity into something positive and to heal you and to help you. The same thing comes when it comes to food, the things we eat. We just want to start on a diet, but we just like, oh man, you know, we just so addicted to sodas and breads and all those different things, carbs, and you know, all that sugar that is turning into our body. Well, besides giving us diabetes, well, I don't want to claim having it myself, but giving people diabetes. So they understand that even though in the back of their minds, they want to stop eating like that, but there's this urge, this craving for those particular things and fruits. I mean, not fruits, but those things that are killing us, because it's hard for us to move on from that. It's hard for us to stop. It's tough. It's hard for us because the temptation, the feeling, or that addiction, we have it within ourselves. But the next day we start drinking natural juices. We start drinking a lot of water. The third day we start eating vegetables with fruits and a lot of water. The fourth day, the fifth day, next thing you know, you don't need that because you already removed all the sugar that you had in your DNA and you had in your genetics that is affecting your spiritual mind. Because you see the connection between the physical and the spiritual. Why would something we eat affect something that is spiritual? There's got to be a big, strong connection between the two. So now that you got that out of the way, the same thing when it comes to opportunities, when it comes to jobs. Some of us, we want some type of a better position in a job, but what are we doing different to get that position in our jobs, to get that better position in our lives? What are we doing different? Are we going there earlier, a few hours earlier? Are we staying a couple of hours later? Are we asking our manager if there's anything else that they want us to do? Are you showing yourself to be that type of person that they want as a manager? Are you acting like a manager? If you're not doing that, how do you expect to get promoted? So you might have to stay a couple of hours later in order for you to prove a point. So if you're not willing to do that, that means you really don't want that position that bad enough. So spirits are going to give us everything that we really want, but we need to work on our physical plane, in our physical reality. So if you combine the physical and the spiritual, what it will bring you the things that you actually want. It's like a magnet. So if you want to be detached from those feelings, you want to be cured from or healed from anything that you're doing that you know you don't want to be there, stop doing it. Go through the withdrawal and let that withdrawal help you move on and help you develop in whatever area in your life that you actually have, even love life. The reason why some people cannot move on from certain love lives, even if they haven't seen the person in years, and for whatever that situation might be, they thinking too much. They thinking, they bringing that person back when that person is no longer there. So it's just your feelings are creating your emotions, your thoughts creating your emotions. So if you already know, yeah, you're thinking about that person that you haven't seen in 10 years, it's bringing you so much pain because you wish you were with them. Stop thinking about it. How? You know what I mean? Just start thinking about something else that will bring you joy and you'll be able to get rid of that. You shouldn't be having attachments. You shouldn't be having attachments. We all do have them. But with time, those attachments go away. It's just part of the law. The same thing when it comes to grieving. We grieve and we cry for the first 2, 3, 4 months when somebody we care about just is gone to the other dimension, you know, transforming to a higher dimension. And we cry and all this, and every single day it gets better. 5 years down the line, you still think about it every now and then, but there's times that you don't think about it, and and you're not crying as much. You're getting rid of the feeling. You're getting rid of the habit of that feeling, and you are bringing new emotions, new feelings into your genetics, because that's what we do. That's what we do as spiritual beings. But we need to stop doing that. We want better jobs. A lot of people want music. They want to be models. They want to be actors. They want to be real estate, own a lot of real estate. A lot of people want to trade. A lot of people want to be attorneys. A lot of people want to do so many different greater things, but a lot of people are still holding themselves back from certain attachments and also certain things in your DNA once again that you have to get rid of. Get rid of addictions. Everything in life is an addiction. If you know that watching TV is fucking up your career because now you can't model or you can't do that because you're watching TV, so you're gonna have to sacrifice. You're gonna have to give up that TV so you can go to the gym and do the things that you really want the spirits to provide to you. You gotta be on that level with them. But get rid of those attachments. Get rid of those addictions that you have within you when it comes to bad eating. If you already know that eating certain things are not going to heal your diabetes, you're going to have to withdraw from you feeling that you need that so it can continue to get you sicker. Go through that withdrawal. There's nothing wrong with withdrawing from something that is making you feel a certain way that you don't want to feel, because eventually you will get used to and you will start feeling better. This is what I really wanted to talk about. I know that by me being a spiritual person, I just got to say that there's principles and there's laws when it comes to spirituality, that before you can master magic, before you can master astral projection and you start developing all these feelings, you need to start coming in. You need to come with yourself, and you need to start coming clean to yourself. I mean, in order for you to understand you for who you are and understand what you're not able to allow to have, because you don't want to allow that in your life, and the things that you want to allow, because you are creating that reality. I know these principles is not something that people just get overnight, but I do promise you that if you follow my tips, and if you follow my techniques of the things that I was actually telling you and how to turn it around, if you follow those things, I promise you that you will start thinking differently. And a lot of the things that are being addictions in your life or habits, you're going to turn it into good habits, because those bad habits are really what's messing you up. And a lot of those things could be procrastination. Procrastination is you feeding that. Procrastination is just one of those demons that get within our DNA from us to not actually get what we want. Oh, you know what? I don't want to get up. Get your ass up and do what you got to do. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to get things done. Sitting down thinking about it is not going to change your present. You want to be a better spiritualist, you're going to have to give time if you're really serious about it. I hear people all the time talking about, yo, voodoo man, I want to learn Spanish. But then guess what? 99.9 don't even have no books. They don't even have an app that translates into Spanish. They don't watch Spanish TV. They're just talking just to talk. Either you're going to be a talker or you're going to be a doer. If you really want to be the best in everything you can, all you got to do is perfect your craft and become the best. But you have to follow those principles. You need to sacrifice in order for you to change your life, in order for you to be better. I know you're listening, and I know you're probably feeling, wow, I don't know how I'm going to do that. But guess what? You will uplift yourself, and you're going to do it. Because you're going to get rid of all those bad negative demons that have been haunting you forever. And that's the reason why you're not where you want to be in life right now. Physically, spiritually, health-wise, emotionally, in any type of way. I hope that I'm able to actually get somebody and get into your brain and be able to help you and be able to assist you. That in order for you to become the greatest when it comes to magic or the greatest life coach or greatest diviner, you have to start working with getting rid of these demons or flushing them down the toilet. That's what you need to be doing. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to get home. You're going to write on a piece of paper all the negative things you don't like about yourself. You're going to write them one by one, and you're going to put them in a piece of paper. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and you're going to light that, and you're going to set it on fire. You're going to burn all that paper. You're gonna burn those papers that you wrote, all those things that you don't like about yourself. And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna go ahead and you're gonna put those ashes in the toilet, and you're gonna flush that toilet. So that way those demons will get out of your life, and you are going to have to fight the demons in order for you to be able to win in whatever you want to win. Because I know you want to win. I know you want the best for yourself. I know that you want the best for your family. I know you want to be the greatest in whatever it is you're doing. Everything else is just getting on your mind. It's just a distraction. You got to get rid of those distractions and get to the things that are going to help you get to where you want to be. So until then, if you're not a part of my Instagram, make sure that you follow me on Instagram. Make sure that you also subscribe to my YouTube channel. And also make sure that you turn your notifications on any social media you got going on following me, Voodoo Priest Man. And until then, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.